The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor and read a little thing I wrote called The Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I launched the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Am I a pseudonym, a group of men? It doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan over a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. This is the Tokens Radio Show, where we talk about all things Bitcoin, crypto, blockchain, and Web3. Thank you for joining us today. My name's Christy Matthews.
And I'm Linda Kent.
Well, today's show is a recorded interview we did with Jordan Page at Firefly. Firefly is an exciting education platform built on a decentralized blockchain, and we'll get to the interview shortly after CryptoSpeak. You can always find our archive shows at KCNR1460.com. You can find our shows as well as any other show here on KCNR, and you can always connect with us at Tokens Radio Show on Twitter. Luke Gibson of Gibson Appraisal sponsors this portion of the show. In a changing real estate market, you can't take a chance of getting the wrong valuation. Serving Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties, for prompt and accurate appraisals, contact Luke at 530-221-0154. That's 530-221-0154.
And like I say every week, he's a great guy, and he's very honest, and he does a wonderful job.
He certainly does. I was going to point to you and say, well?
Well?
So what do we got for CryptoSpeak?
I picked ape. And so let me explain what ape is. I know everybody has a different idea, but to ape into a coin means that you buy in without doing your due diligence. It refers to a form of lazy investing that is oftentimes more of a gamble than the result of FOMO. Remember what FOMO is?
Mm-hmm.
Fear of missing out. Aping is one way to put it. It can also mean that you have noticed what seems to be a bull run and you decide to buy in to catch some of the action without doing any prior research on that current state of a coin, even if you have made prior investments. So to ape or aping.
How many times have we run into this? With people aping, so to speak, they buy into a token, and then we come to find out that they made a major investment, put a lot of money in to try to make a killing in a short amount of time, and there's either a rug pull or the token just goes down in value and never recovers.
Yep, and it's unfortunately a really bad thing for some people because they will put a lot more money into it than they normally would, probably, in hopes.
That's the thing, in hopes.
In hopes. And then, yeah, like you say, get the rug pulled out from under them, and then they have nothing. And we also have another term for those type of tokens, which we can't say on the
Shiola
radio.
Shiola coins.
Yeah, there you go. So there, I just thought it would be appropriate because I think we've all been victim to aping to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take too many times before we realize, hey, this isn't the way that you do cryptocurrency or Bitcoin.
Well, I think for investing in general, you don't want to hope for anything. Of course, when you make a calculated decision, you've done your own research, and you feel very comfortable about putting your hard-earned money in towards an investment, then of course you hope for a great return, but you're going in with some sort of confidence of what your investment strategy is. I mean, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, at least you did your research and you felt comfortable doing it. But a lot of people are just running off of what their friend is doing and say, hey, man, I just got in on this, doggy coin and I'm making a killing on it. And they don't. What was the one that was like cheddar cheese or
something? Yeah, it was cheddar. Cheddar was one of them, and that was actually a local token, I do believe.
I wonder, now I'm thinking securities violations and stuff like that, but the bottom line is, if you're aping, you want to be, I wanted to come up with a word to rhyme with that, but now I'm here under pressure, I'm not thinking clearly on that. If you're aping, don't do that. Don't ape.
Right. Don't ape. And, this applies across the board with anything, not just cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. When you stop and think about it, when it
escape
comes to
the
investing.
Yeah. Well, another great choice this week.
Thank you for that.
Yes. And now our recorded interview with Jordan Page from Firefly Education. We hope you enjoy it.
When we talk about education, what we're really talking about is society itself, individual identity, and the building of nations. In any country, on any continent, anywhere in the world, economic success, cultural identity, levels of prosperity, and the legacy of individual liberty, or even the moral standards by which society operates, are directly proportional to the education experience of the people. Education is the core issue which intersects with all others, and the ripples of the failures of modern education are felt in every aspect of the human experience in every country on earth. The masses essentially entrust the school systems to raise their children. What's happening is they're turning out uneducated, immature, aimless, and narcissistic young adults who feel completely entitled, who lack human empathy, and think according to the patterns they've been taught to think by the governments that raised them. It's really a system that trains people to obey. In most nations, the education systems disseminate a centralized package of state-approved information and values. And the success or failure of the system is measured in test scores and cold statistics, which are not accurate metrics by which to gauge a student's academic growth. The real underlying power, the political power of this system, is in control. It's the control of the flow of state, federal, and local funds to each school district. Money is the bloodstream for school districts, whose very survival depends on it, but whose autonomy and subjective approaches to education are sacrificed by accepting it.
Well, those of you looking for school alternatives for your loved ones, you don't want to miss the following conversation. Our guest today is Jordan Page from Firefly. Well, what is Firefly? Firefly is a member-based education platform designed to provide access to learning opportunities to students of all ages and skill levels through a decentralized blockchain-based infrastructure and network. Jordan, welcome to the show. We're delighted to have you.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
It's been a while. It took a couple of months to get you here just with scheduling difficulties on our end, and you've had a lot of cool things going on that I know you're going to be sharing with us, so we're so happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, so, I'm glad to actually have the opportunity to finally have this all happen. That's great.
You bet. We're in an area where many parents learned quite a few things through the pandemic.
Sure.
With Zoom education, and that prompted many parents to say, you know what, we're going to reevaluate the school environment our children are attending at this point in time and look at some other alternatives. And it was a delight to find you at this time, because that was a discussion we were hearing quite a bit around our community. And one of the things, we're doing that through our family as well. We're evaluating that. And one of the things that we ran into is, even though pulling your children out of public school and maybe bringing them to private school or even a homeschooling environment, many of those schools are still run under the jurisdiction of the state of California. And when you look at the paperwork that you're signing through those schools, they're state of California documents. So you're subject to some of the medical mandates and those things that we're trying to step away from. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about that. Have you run across that in your state? You're in the state of Washington, right?
We are. We're in Washington, and we've been homeschooling the entire time that we've lived here, which is about 6 years. We've actually, my wife and I have been homeschooling our kids for about 11 years now. We have seven children. We have five boys and two girls, ages almost 15 down to four. And we began back in, I guess, 2011, I believe, is when we really, 2011, 2012 is when we really kicked into homeschooling, because we were seeing just, there were no good options. You know, like the public schools where we were at the time was Indiana, and the public school options there were no good, and we had them in a private Catholic school, and they, like my oldest has like a nonverbal, you know, learning disorder. It's mild, but it affected him, and he just wasn't participating in class the way the teachers wanted, and they wanted me to punish him. And I'm like, you know, he's absorbing everything you're teaching, but he's just not participating like all the other kids, exactly the way the other kids are. And they're just raising automatons. They just want cogs in their machine. Yeah. My kid's not a cog. Sorry. So my wife and I, you know, we were very dissatisfied with what the options were locally, and we pulled them. And we dove headfirst into this world that was so scary but liberating at the same time. Now, we had three children. We had John, who was about 4 or 5, and his younger brother, who was about 3, and we had a baby. And so we set the two boys into, like, we started with an unschooling approach, okay?
Okay.
And unschooling, for those of you who are unfamiliar, is it's really kind of a free form educational experience that works really well to a degree. Like, there's a point, I think, where it stops working, just having done it. And unschooling is really like playing to the kids' interests and getting them excited about learning. Like, what do you want to learn about? Well, Daddy, I want to learn about whales. Or Daddy, I want to learn about tornadoes. Okay, in it. Let's get on the internet, put it up on the TV. We're going to learn everything there is to know about whales and tornadoes today. And they have a feeling of directing what they're learning about. So they don't mind learning all the core stuff, all the reading, writing, arithmetic stuff. They're not as resistant to that, or, oh, you know, I don't really want to do this, because they're excited about learning. Like, just the idea of learning is exciting because they have this experience. And so you're still getting that core stuff, but you're giving the kids some power in that. You know, I mean, you know, you're obviously directing it, but you're giving them some say in where it goes. And that worked really, really well. And my kids learned this incredible love of learning and passion for learning even today. But there came a point where they needed structure. They were actually asking us for structure, more structure. And so we withdrew from the unschooling model, and we went into more of the homeschool model, home education, whatever you want to call it. Everybody has different terms for this. And we've tried every curriculum out there. You know, we've made every mistake, and we've had lots of successes too. And so over the course of the last 11, 12 years, we've really like gained a world of experience that we can share. So my wife, Mary, is actually a licensed teacher here in Washington and works for the local school district. And she does a program called HomeLink, where the kids that are homeschooling but are actually enrolled in the public school, but they don't actually go there.
Okay.
She oversees their curriculum, because in Washington, the law is if you're homeschooling, you have to have a licensed teacher overseeing the curriculum and overseeing your progress in some way, shape, or form. Then there's guidelines, but
I think that's in California too.
Same thing in California. So,
I think so. Yeah.
Now we weren't really doing that for a while, and we didn't actually even know that. We've been kind of doing our own thing for so long. We were just like, whatever. But then we learned that, and in order to keep the microscope of the state out of our lives, my wife decided to go and get her teaching degree. And she ended up getting her master's in education in about a year and a half, which was, like, incredible. Mm-hmm. And that included her student teaching period.
That
and
is so incredible.
She knocked it out of the park. It was amazing. But she had this idea, seeing the kind of the perverse political agenda that's been happening the last couple of years with the lockdowns, with COVID, with all the draconian measures that have taken place that have shut the entire world down and destroyed people's lives and have disrupted people's livelihoods and just all this madness, all this darkness that just manifested itself so quickly and so many people that just kind of gave into it and just submitted to it. You know, we realized that we needed to do something. We needed to be part of some solution for this. And so she had this idea to open up a local tutoring center called Firefly Education Center. And with the idea that the firefly is a symbol of a light in the darkness, and we want to teach kids to be lights in the darkness, in the face of all this darkness, you know, to be a light, to be the person standing against that current, standing up and saying no. And, you know, we've really analyzed the school system for many, many years. I've been a more of like a libertarian sort of commentator and analyst for many years, and have been involved in the political spheres. And I have traced all the problems that this country has, really that the world has, to centralized control of education. I mean,
we're all in good company here. Yeah.
So you guys are already with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I can debate anyone on this topic because it's the easiest thing in the world to do. You name a problem, I will trace it back to the fact that the state has absolute control of the majority of the minds of every generation that comes up. And it only takes like a couple generations to just ruin everything for everyone. And that's exactly what's happening. And so, you know, I've been a musician all my life. I've been a professional musician since 2003. I've toured all over the world. I toured with Congressman Ron Paul when he was running for president. And I've played for massive crowds. I've played in every state in America except Hawaii and Alaska. I still got to get those two. But and other countries. And I have protested in front of every monument in D.C. I've done all these things, but none of that has done any real good to change things. And it's at this time in my life that I feel like the Lord came, and when she told me about her idea for this Firefly Center, I was like, yeah, that's really something. And so we looked at it, at could we actually do this, you know, in our area. We live in a fairly rural area in Eastern Washington. And, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and a businessman, and I ran the numbers, and it just wasn't really going to work long term to be sustainable on tuition. There just isn't the income in our area.
Yeah.
But I've also been you know, working with and a partner in a blockchain development company for the last 4 or 5 years, and these are all friends of mine from the Ron Paul days. So when Bitcoin came on the scene back in 2009 and 10, we were the first ones who knew about it. I remember when Bitcoin was 33 cents. It's, you know, $20,000 right now. At its height, it was 60,000.
Right.
Yes. And so, but I remember when it was 33 cents and I was like, what is this nerd money? Why would I spend my hard earned dollars on this Bitcoin? But because I didn't understand what the technology was that was behind it. All I heard about was the Bitcoin, not the blockchain technology that creates it, and what the functionality of that technology does, and what it means for the world, what decentralization means for the world, and liberating humanity from under the thumb of oppressive regimes all over the planet.
Right.
I honestly believe this technology was divinely inspired, but that's a whole other conversation, right? but we were the Ron Paul movement. We were the ones who were using Bitcoin in the very beginning, pushing it because it was a viable alternative to the Federal Reserve System, which is at the center of so many problems too.
It's disastrous.
All of our financial and economic problems, all of our, you know, like imperialist, you know, war interventions in every country on earth is all funded by the Federal Reserve System. It's all blood money, and it's all based on debt and hysteria, really.
Right.
So how do we get to a sound financial system and take back the minds of the youth of America and the kids all over the world? Well, we have to find a viable alternative to the centralized education system, to state-run education, to government education.
Right.
And so so I said to her, to my wife, well, okay, so it's not going to work here, but what if it worked as a blockchain ecosystem that chapters could pop up everywhere and they could all be connected to the system and every student, you know, is a part of that network, powering the network. They're getting quality education. Teachers who are leaving the school system, because it's like hundreds of thousands of teachers are leaving the school system. Millions and millions of kids are leaving the public school system. Yes. They need somewhere to go. Well, let's cast a wide net. Let's get, like, they're leaving for a reason, because their values are not being represented in these schools, right? Like they these families oppose the measures and policies that are being put in place. They don't want their kids being taught in preschool that they could be boys or girls or neither or both,
or
that
pronoun.
The color or what pronoun that they should use, or what that, or that the color of their skin means they're inherently evil. These things in themselves are evil. They're evil teachings that are being systemically and institutionalized. Okay,
yes, they
so
are.
There has to be a viable alternative to that reflects your values out there, you mom and dad. Like, if that does not reflect your values, you need somewhere to go. And so many people like us are leaving the school system, but they don't necessarily know what to do, just
exactly.
like we did. So we're setting this up to be a place that they can go to get real help, real direction, real content, to connect with teachers who share their values and who are leaving the system for the same reason. And so we're really excited about it. My team and I have been working on it for about 2 years, doing all the background tech legwork and just figuring it all out. And now we're in the process of raising all the funds that we need, because we've bootstrapped this thing since the beginning. We all, like my whole team and I, believe in it so much, and we've had tons of support. And now we're on a funding path that's a very positive development. And we're moving forward.
That's excellent.
That's
we're coming up to a break here in a few moments, but when we get back from the break, let's talk about one of the intriguing things that you said is your wife is an educator, and in your state as well as our state, the curriculum must be supervised by a licensed educator. So that would be a great place to pick up when we come back, because many people are looking for these answers right now. We personally know people who have taken their kids out of school and put them in homeschool pods.
Yeah.
And so let's pick it up from there.
Yeah. And also when we come back, after we take the break, in conjunction with that, I would like to kind of hit upon maybe when he alluded to putting the net out over other areas.
Right.
How far does that net extend, or what are you guys looking at? Because me personally, I have family in different states. In California, would your wife, does that, the teaching part go over into other states, or if you even know the answers to that? It'll be a great conversation. So let's take a break, and we will pick this up on the other side when we return. We will talk more with Jordan, and we'll be back in three. You're listening to Tokens Radio Show. We'll see you in three.
Now, I grew up down an old dirt road in a town you wouldn't know. My pops picked the place up for $1,500 back in 1964. My grandfather was a drinker back in the day. War is known to change a man, and the whiskey is known to change a man.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For all of you who have served us, let us serve you. Veterans, police, firefighters, EMTs, and your families, please come join us on December 3rd for a servicemen's feast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall located at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. This is a free holiday lunch with all the fixings for you. Again, it's on December 3rd. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the VFW Hall at 3210 Center Street, Anderson, California. Presented by Missing in America Project. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
And now, back to our show.
Tokens Radio Show has partnered with Swan Bitcoin. We are Swan Bitcoin customers and chose them because Swan is, well, easy to work with and inexpensive. Set up a Bitcoin savings plan and never miss out on the dips. It's perfect for both new and experienced Bitcoiners. Get the free book, Inventing Bitcoin, the technology behind the first truly scarce and decentralized money, and earn $10 of Bitcoin when you use our affiliate link, swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow. That's swanbitcoin.com/tokensradioshow.
The new 32 Below ice cream shop realizes that ice cream is more than just ice cream. Remember when you got good grades and mom would say, "All right, we're going to ice cream." Remember when the team won? It was like, "We're all going to ice cream." How about an ice cream date with the one you love? Yeah, ice cream is definitely more than just ice cream. It's a celebration. But guess what? You don't need a reason to go out for ice cream. You just need a cool place that's open every day of the week. That place is 32 Below Ice Cream Shop on Caterpillar Road, right next to Dill's Deli. 24 flavors of ice cream, shakes, malts, or soda floats, cookie sundaes, brownie sundaes, or the classic banana split. At 32 Below Ice Cream Shop, we believe life is a celebration, and anytime is a good time for ice cream. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop at 5136 Caterpillar Road next to Dill's Deli. Open Monday through Saturday, noon to 9, Sunday, noon to 7. 32 Below Ice Cream Shop. Anytime is a good time for ice cream.
Little feel good, you ain't ever.
Well, welcome back. And this is a pre-recorded portion of our show, so I won't give him the call-in number. But we are back, and we are talking with Jordan at Firefly Education. So welcome back, Jordan. We kind of threw some questions at you before we went to break. I'm not sure which one you want to pick up or where you want to get the story going, but, hey, wherever you want to start and try to let the listeners know about those, the answers that you have to our questions.
Well, let's start with your question, Linda, about where Firefly can be. Firefly,
okay.
The nature of it being a blockchain network means that it's decentralized, so it can be everywhere. There could be chapters in Mobile, Alabama, and Edinburgh, Scotland, and Tanzania, and Tokyo, and Mumbai, and Nashville, and, you know, Iceland, who are all, you know, homeschool kids who are all working on the same project together. You know, maybe even in different languages. I mean, there's no limit to what you can actually do as far as where. You could have 10,000 Firefly chapters in one single state in the union. So anywhere that you would want to start a Firefly chapter in your local area, you would simply apply. And one component of the system is that all of the revenue that comes in, from the purchase of tokens to use on the network, because we'll a part of this is cryptocurrency, meaning there's a medium uniform of exchange. There's a uniform medium of exchange. Excuse me, I misspoke. And on the network, where whatever local currency you're using and whatever country you're in, you can use that currency to buy Firefly tokens, and then you use those tokens to purchase curriculum, to play games, to buy merchandise, whatever it is that you want to do, because there'll be so many different types of opportunities on the system for you to interact with, and you'll do so with tokens. And a token is simply a digital asset. You know, most U.S. dollars are digital now. About 90 plus percent of U.S. dollars are digital. There's only a very small component of it is actual, you know, fibrous paper. So, But the difference is that there will be built-in scarcity with the Firefly token rather than being something that's fiat that you can just print into oblivion until it's worth literally nothing, which is how our currency is today, which is the beauty of cryptocurrencies, because you don't do that with cryptocurrencies. And so they have inherent value in and of themselves. But the real value of a cryptocurrency is its ability to have a utility, for there to be something that the blockchain that it comes from, there's something that blockchain does. There's a problem that it solves. And with this, with Firefly Education Network, it's literally the main component of delivering educational experiences. So the utility is huge. And part of that is all the money that comes in gets apportioned into different liquidity pools on the system. So some of it goes to pay content creators who are making content and curriculum for students to use. Part of it is going to go to pay teachers to interact with students in person and online, and in some cases in different metaverse worlds that we're also getting involved with. Some of the pools include operational expenses and things like that. But one of the pools is to help new chapters get startup funds. So if you wanted to start a chapter in your town, because let's say, you know, you have your kids or grandkids or whoever, and they're being homeschooled, and let's say there's maybe three or four families that and maybe once a week they're all getting together and doing a co-op. Well, they could apply as a group to get a group rate and to join as a Firefly group, and then they have access to the platform, to all of the content, to all of the benefits. And one component that I haven't mentioned yet is that students are going to be rewarded financially by the Firefly education system, because by participating in the system, by getting good grades in the system, they are actually going to earn cryptocurrency back. So money [S2] Nice. [S1] That's being spent on their education, they'll be earning a portion of it back. And so they'll be making the correlation very early on between hard work and compensation. And this has never been possible before in any kind of real system, because what system is going to pay kids to learn? Okay. Right. There's been lots of studies about it. Does financial incentivization increase productivity and good grades? Yes, it absolutely does. every study I've ever read about it, it's like hockey stick, boom. But there is no practical implementation for this concept until now. Blockchain technology makes that possible, and we are building a system that does exactly that. So you have content creators. Let's say one of you wanted to make a course, you know, in any area of expertise that you have. There will be predetermined criteria for how to make this content, this virtual content, and then once it gets approved by the governing board of Firefly, it gets put up, and then people all over the world can purchase it, can interact with it. So you're making a living. You know, you could also be teaching virtual classes too, and you're earning a living that way as well. There's opportunities here for childcare workers to connect with homeschool families in their area. There's so many different opportunities here. It's really an educational ecosystem, and its own really it's own economy. And with more and more adoption, the sky is really the limit as to what it could end up being. And the blessing that this could be for so many homeschool families who don't really know what to do, who aren't like a lot of mom and dads aren't really teachers. They don't know how to teach right. algebra, you know. But guess what? There's a Firefly teacher who has left the public school system because they refused to get the experimental gene therapy shot. Right. And now they have 10,000 students that they can teach. And make a better living here than they did as a public school teacher, and we're really trying to create something that is a support network for the home education demographic worldwide. That's really what this is, and it can be anywhere, anytime.
That is just way awesome when you stop and think about everything that's going on and where the education system is going or not going, however you want to phrase that. And it comes down to the children, you know. That's the whole thing, is it's the children that are suffering over it, you know, if we don't do something. So this is just wonderful to see. I take my hats off to you guys. And I don't know, maybe I'll be part of the Firefly, because I'm really interested for my grandkids in another state of what's going on. And me being here, it makes it very difficult to be able to do anything.
Well,
in the traditional sense.
I think, Linda, you and I are on the same page. There's so much to unpack there in what you said, and there's a couple of things that I pulled out that I'm thinking, well, if I wanted to open up a chapter, where I'm sitting at right now, because I've looked at this and I've been evaluating this for quite some time, is if I was going to open a homeschool, it was going to be under some sort of private membership education association to where it is out of the realm of the state of California in the private jurisdiction.
Right.
But then yet, how would I also make sure that the curriculum that is being offered to the children will meet the standards that will allow them to pursue a further education, an advanced education down the road, to where that curriculum that they've spent so many years on will actually be accepted. So do you have any thoughts on that?
Sure. Well, the first step that I think any parent is going to take on the Firefly system when they're getting signed up is they're going to receive guidance from the team on what the regulations are in their area, any part of the U.S. that they're in or whatever country that they're in. There will be extensive research done showing, you know, find your area on the map. Boom. You know, you're in California. These are the homeschool laws in your area that you have to comply with. We all have to, you know, we still understand that, you know, Caesar is still Caesar and he's there. So we still have to deal with Caesar to a degree. And so, knowing what Caesar expects from us is important, because you know that's an undeniable reality that exists.
Right.
But
you have to know the rules.
Right. So if you don't like the rules there, you know, you can move somewhere else, or you can do things the way you want to do them. You know, I'm all about individual liberty, and I encourage people to to take their freedom into their own hands and to teach their kids to be free. And that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But to the question, we will have established curriculum like available through the site. We're working on getting partnerships with existing curriculum companies and publishers. And like there's one in particular that we love, which is Matthew C. We've been using Matthew C. for many, many years and have had tremendous success with that, not just with our own kids, but with all of our community neighbors' kids, because my wife basically teaches them all. And she's turned kids around who hated math and couldn't even look at their math book. Now they're getting A's and they have confidence. And it's a lot in part because of the Matthew C curriculum. I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just letting you know we love Matthew C. We want Matthew C to be in on the platform and to be able to funnel a whole new demographic of students towards this company because they deserve that. Like they deserve it, you know, right. Like because they're putting out a quality product. We're not trying to necessarily reinvent the entire wheel. Right. Because there are good – there's lots of good curriculum out there. Quite frankly, there's a lot of great education sites out there, okay? But none of them have this component where the kids can interact with each other because I don't want to use the word social media component. Like I'm tempted to use that word, but I don't want to use that phrase because of the connotation of social media and how toxic it is. But there is something to community, ladies, you know, and – like one of the things that hurt us so badly for the first few years was we had no community. Mm-hmm. We were isolated on our own, didn't know anybody else who was doing this, and we felt like an island. And if we'd had Firefly, we could have connected to all the people within an hour or an hour and a half of us and just found friends and people that we could bounce ideas off of and get help from and give help to. And so there will be a social media aspect to this where chapters can connect with each other. They can collaborate on projects. They can even compete on tasks. They can work together and they can even grow up together virtually. And at Firefly events that we will ostensibly hold in the future, they can come together and meet and find each other. Like it's all about building community, which is really not what is fostered in the public school system, and I should know because I was raised by the public school system.
Right.
You know, and I was thoroughly unprepared for adulthood, had no sense of community whatsoever, and was just unleashed on the world with no skills, no idea what to do. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to go to college now because that's just kind of what you do next. But no real plan for the future. Like there was no plan. And I had no mentorship, and I had there was nothing there. There was nothing provided there. And so we want to create this community that can help each other. That's the beauty of it being decentralized is it's instead of there being one center from which all information is disseminated and all power comes from this one place, and if you do not abide by our edicts and mandates, you shall not pass. Like, rather than that, everyone is their own center, but they can all connect with each other and glean things from each other, help each other, and ultimately grow to be better people.
That's great. So let's say you've got me sold. Okay.
Yeah.
So how would we actually get started? So we would apply with Firefly. And that would be fireflyedu.org, right? And we would reach out to you and your team, and then we would start a conversation about what our plans are, right?
Yes. Let me clarify. Firefly Education Network is currently being built. Like our blockchain team and tech team have invented new technology. We have been busting our you know what to get this moving forward. We've created the wallet. We've created so much of the, you know, like the mind melding technical coding infrastructure. But we're at a point now where we need to hire more people, and we're going to need to hire marketing people and curriculum specialists, and we need to hire more developers. We have to. There's so many things now that this is becoming a reality. It's all fine and well to have a great idea and to invest time and energy in it. But if you want to make it a reality, there's steps that you have to take.
Sure.
And that is currently happening right now. And we are projecting 2023 is we will be in receipt of investment capital that we need to get this completely launched. And we're looking at about a 14 to 16 month soft launch, within which time we will be taking on new chapters to test the network, to work with it, to provide feedback, and so that we can fine tune it for really like a 24 month hard launch with full functionality, video hosting platform, the communications aspect. We're hosting incredible amounts of data in the curriculum and just in the entire network on IPFS, the Interplanetary File System, which is a virtually limitless digital space where you can encrypt data and keep it safe from big tech censorship. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this, like you were looking for a private membership organization. That's what this will be. So it won't be a school. And I can't stress that enough. Firefly was not itself a school.
Right.
You know, it is a support network for home education students. Okay. And not just children, but adults can take classes too. There's no limit to the curriculum that we can have on here. So I'm circling back to your question. So how you would apply, there would be an application on the website, and this would be a pretty fast process. And there would be certain things that you would, you know, agree, just like agree to, like, you know, like any membership organization.
Sure.
There's rules and bylaws that you're agreeing to be part of this. And then as soon as you are approved, which will be a process that will not take very long, you get access, and then you can start purchasing Firefly tokens and interacting with content and with other folks. And there's, you know, like, this is a platform for teachers. This is a platform for students. It's a platform for content creators. You know, like, we're trying to create generations of free thinkers and entrepreneurs and people that are thinking outside of the box and who want to, you know, make the world a better place and not just sit at home playing Xbox. You know, we have our work cut out for us in this.
Yes.
But it's a very exciting prospect. But again, we are looking at like a 1.5 to 2 year hard launch for this platform. But so much of it has already been built, and we've accomplished so much in the last year and a half, 2 years, that we've attracted the attention of some really wonderful funding group that wants to help us out. And there's a lot of people out there that are interested in helping to push this forward. So we're pursuing it full force.
So you say,
go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, it probably not till like 2023. What, people should just check the website all the time? How do people, you know, keep updated with what you guys got going on and how it's evolving?
Great question.
So they can be, you know, plugged right into it.
So I would encourage everyone to check out the website for sure, fireflyedu.org, okay? And I would have them go to our Discord, and there's links for our Discord group there, and you can get updates there and interact with members there. You can also check out our Telegram channel. We have a Telegram channel that we update regularly, and we're built, like, on that end of things, Linda, we're building community. So the more people that are interested in this, maybe there's, I've already met a handful of teachers that want to be part of this, a lot of content creators. We want all of these people becoming part of the community so that as we progress, they are part of it from the get-go. And so that leads me to our founders' NFTs. NFTs, for those of you who don't know what this is, non-fungible tokens, are unique digital assets. Rather than Bitcoin, which is a fungible asset, like every Bitcoin is the same, every dollar is the same as another dollar. But an NFT is like a painting, is a one-of-a-kind. That's what – these are digital, one-of-a-kind digital assets. And we are selling a collection of them in order to help to raise funds for this platform, and they're called Founders NFTs. So if you purchase a Founders NFT, you get a lifetime membership to the platform, and you get first access to everything we do. You get 1,000 Firefly tokens to use on the platform. There's so many perks, and all of the perks for that and instructions for how to purchase Firefly NFTs are on the website. You just go to Firefly edu.org/NFT. And there's detailed instructions for how to get one. And really, your purchase, what you're getting with a Founders NFT is you're giving us help in the very beginning, and you will get rewarded for that in perpetuity by being part of this exclusive group that helped us in the beginning. You get first access to everything, you know, admission to every event that we do, all of our metaverse content that comes out, you'll have first access. And it's just a really exciting opportunity. So there's only 500 of those available. Most NFT collections are 10,000 or more. Right. We're doing a very limited run of 500, and we're looking for supporters who share our values and share this vision and want to help us in the beginning.
So how much is the NFT? Did you say it was 500?
No, there's 500 NFTs available. Okay. They're one ETH apiece. An ETH is Ethereum, which is probably the second most popular cryptocurrency in the world besides Bitcoin.
So about $1,400, isn't it?
$1,400. Right now. But and it fluctuates. But right now, it's pretty cheap to buy a Founders NFT. And you know, we're hoping to sell them all before the end of the year. And then hopefully the price will go up, and it'll give us a little bit more coins in our piggy bank.
Right. Well, we want to thank you for coming on, Jordan. This has really been an educational series, you know, a program, and it's just wonderful.
We need another hour with him at least.
Yeah,
Like the timer. Sorry,
I understand it's going to take a little bit of time to get it all up and running, but wish it was already done. But keep us posted. We'd love to have you back in the future on this. That's for sure.
Thank you both so much.
Before you go, let people know how they can get a hold of you. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to have questions for you, and I'm sure you'd be able to, you know, get them plugged into the right places.
Absolutely. Yeah, my direct email is info@fireflyedu.org. You can reach me there directly and ask questions, or you know, I can send you links. And again, fireflyedu.org is the website, and there's great videos on there. There's a 15-minute documentary we made that explains the entire platform and our reasons for it and everything we're trying to do. It's really the first video that you can click on the website, so I encourage you to watch the whole thing and be inspired and come on the journey with us.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you again. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan. We really appreciate it. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Tokens Radio Show on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll see you next week.
And as a great man once said, the government which governs best governs least. So in this very critical type of property we call money, the most important form of property in the world. This is another way to look at Bitcoin and the importance of Bitcoin. Bitcoin, very simply, is the government that governs least. It just gives you strong property in your money, and that's it.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
With experts on everything from the environment to world politics.
Commercial-free archives are available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, your local John Deere ag and turf dealer.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.